Getting your money into a place that's safer, even if there's virtually no return for doing it.
Dow futures just moved slightly higher. Tension is still high in London today after the worst rioting in the city in modern history. CNN's Atika Schubert reports from the community of Ealing.
The traffic is completely backed up on this street because, as you can imagine, on the high street, it's just chaos. I mean, there's just debris everywhere. The windows have been smashed in. And actually, behind me, there are the shells of two burned-out cars.
Philadelphia is cracking down on flash mobs and potential mob violence. Philly Mayor Michael Nutter announced new strong curfew laws for the historic city center.
If you are out wreaking havoc, if you are out causing problems, if you are out doing things that you should not be doing, we are going to get you off the streets. We are not joking around. This is not a game. This is not fun.
The curfew is 9 p.m. for anyone under the age of 18 on Fridays and Saturdays. 61-year-old Diana Nyad had to stop her swim between Cuba and Florida early this morning. She was throwing up when she got on the boat after making it about halfway. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
It's back to college. Time to learn about new things, like the fact that you can walk into a Walmart wireless center and walk out with a fully activated smartphone. Get the Sharp FX from AT&T, the HTC Wildfire S from T-Mobile, and the Samsung Continuum from Verizon. Just $28.88 each. Your new phone will work right away, which is more than we can say when you graduate with that art degree in glass blowing. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with two-year new agreement are qualified to your extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Were you?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
If Wall Street tries to stop the downdraft seen yesterday, especially late in the session, it cannot look overseas for help. Markets in Europe have surrendered early advances and now are moving about 2.5% into the red. This after Asian markets closed lower, with Japan's Nikkei down almost 2%. That's helped U.S. stock futures move all over the place. Better than 2% gains at our best, more than 1% losses at our worst. Right now, don't write this down because it will change. S&P futures are gaining 4%. NASDAQ futures up 12, Dow futures up 38. Later today, the Fed Reserve issues its scheduled economic statement following its policy meeting. Many investors hoping there will be ideas for how the Fed may address this crisis. Some want another Treasury buyback. Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Baojun. General Motors today is rolling out the first ever car in its all-new automotive division. Baojun is exclusive to China. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A Sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage financial software with Sage connected services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
But I think this is a challenge.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you as we begin a very soggy Tuesday morning, and happy to be with you as always. So we start actually the show on a somber note, a sad note. If you are just waking up, we have just received word that Eleanor Jositis, the powerful former CEO and co-founder of Focus Hope with Father William Cunningham, passed away early this morning. The 79-year-old mother of five, who a civil rights activist, certainly the voice for the forgotten, tireless in her efforts to bring opportunity to the inner city after the 1967 Detroit riots. Just an amazing, amazing human being. And after a series of illnesses, she has passed away this morning, and we certainly want to send our condolences to the Jositis family. Her five children were with her as she passed this morning, and our thoughts and prayers are with the entire family. You're truly a courageous and wonderful woman. I never had the opportunity to meet her. Of course, knew a great deal about her, heard a great deal about her. Obviously, the work that her and Father Cunningham started at Focus Hope will continue on into the infinite future. And what a blessing that work has been for so many people. Of course, they are now, and have been for some years, involved in training. They still do food distribution. Focus Hope. Think about Focus Hope. Really a sad passing this morning. So wanted to share that with you as we open the show this morning. And as we have more information on that, we'll certainly bring it to you a little later on in the show today. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. I had one of those days where just didn't exactly go as planned, and I'll leave it there. I'm glad it's Tuesday. I'll put it that way. Although we wake up this morning seeing the Dow plunge 600 plus points, falling over 5.5%. What does all this mean? Well, I guess that depends on who you are. If you are wealthy, it doesn't affect you a whole lot. If you aren't wealthy and your 401k is vested in the stock market, you're probably a little nervous this morning. There's no question that's true. I'm going to give you the only advice I've known for years. Don't panic. Don't start selling. Just be patient, as this is a speed bump on a long recovery. Unfortunately, and as we'll explore as we work our way through this hour this morning, this has all been a politicization, and mostly from the conservative sect of our political government to really continue to further erode this president. There's no question that they do not want Barack Obama enough to have another term, and they will do anything they can do, including to further attack the middle class, because what's happening right now in the economy does affect the middle class. And I want to remind some of you, unfortunately, a lot of, especially at the state level, they're trying to turn the pension fund into a 401k, which is tied to the stock market, so you can see why that might be problematic. I think this causes problems for unions moving forward with negotiations, because today and yesterday and even last week is a reminder that the markets are not stable enough to guarantee the kind of pension that one deserves. And this is really something you deserve after a lifetime of service into your career. So we'll get into all of that as we work our way through the hour. A little later on, Kim Redigan will join us from Lansing. She's going to be at the state capitol this morning doing a press conference. Colleen Mills with Citizens for Peace had called the show yesterday and gave us a little clue that that's what was going on. So we will get with Kim Redigan this morning and talk about movable peace and what's going on at the state capitol. Chris Mihalakis will join us. I believe he's in San Antonio, Texas this morning, so he'll be on the phone. And he's been at a national conference of for legislators, and we'll check in with him. And, of course, your calls are always welcome. The Tigers, of course, Jeff Radford, had the day off yesterday. Not that they didn't make news, an extension for Jim Leland and Dave Dombrowski. Ultimately, I think it's good news. I obviously may be in the minority, because as I was listening to Sports Talk Radio and looking at the blogs yesterday, the sports blogs yesterday afternoon, you know, more people had a problem with Dombrowski's extension than with Leland. So your thoughts?
Well, I'm the opposite. I have more. I'm more for the extension of Dave Dombrowski than necessarily for Jim Leland, though I'm glad both are back. The big problem is why now? I mean, you could, if you knew you were going to bring them back, why make the announcement now?
You read the Illich announcement, right? I mean, you know what he said.
Right, but why not wait till you clinch? Why not wait till later in the season? Why not just tell those two guys, yeah, you're coming back, but don't make the announcement now. You know, I mean, it led to a lot of vitriol yesterday, and you know, maybe you know some people are right in what they had to say, but for the most part, I think both guys have done it. I mean, you got a first place team by four games at this point in the season, and yes, I know they've had collapses in the past. But as far as Dave Dombrowski's concerned, he had holes at second, third, starting pitching and relief, and he went out and filled all of those holes. I mean, what more do you want from the guy?
I don't have a problem with either extension, and it's my understanding, and you know this better than I did. Of course, you host a sports show 2 days a week in Ann Arbor. My understanding is that Jim Leland only wanted a one-year extension. He prefers to go year-to-year. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I've heard that before. So, yeah, if that's the case, then, you know, then that's why he didn't get the same extension. But still, the point is that he's bringing both guys back for another year, so they're not lame duck the rest of the year, which I have a problem with. I understand, well, it might be a distraction. But yeah, I don't think either guy is going to get the extension now and just sit back and be like, okay, you know, I'm good for the rest of the year. Or, you know, if they didn't get the extension, the rest of this year they were going to be on pins and needles and not be able to do their job.
I don't take it these are two guys that need a carrot, though. I don't
right.
think you need to put a carrot out there. So by giving them the extension now, it doesn't necessarily hurt you or help you, is my point.
I'm fine with both extensions.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I don't think that either, like you just said, either way, I don't think that they're gonna change the way they go about doing business.
Especially Jim Leland. He seems to be his own guy. Yeah, I mean, you've been in the room with him many times. You know, he does his own thing. He, in fact, up until the point where he couldn't smoke during his project, you could see him on TV. You could see the cigarette burning in the ashtray, and he could have cared less. I mean, that his office was full of people. And he's puffing away. And you got to know that there were guys in that room that were dying from that cigarette smoke.
Well, that was one thing. But now what it is he always puts his feet up on the desk in his socks. And you just realize, like, you're leaning over him in his socks. And you're just like, okay. Or he's eating while he's doing it, which is fine. I mean, we're invading his locker room there at the end of the game.
See, I don't buy that. I think that there's a certain protocol, a certain professionalism that he doesn't care about, obviously. I don't think you're invading his space. Part of his job is to interact with the media. That's part of his job, especially post-game.
Yeah, but every other sport has a a place where the media congregates, and then the coach comes in. And baseball is the only one. The Tigers are the only one where we walk down the hallway and go into his office. So it's like, his place to be comfortable, and we walk in to there. Other than that, the Pistons have a room set for the media, and the coach comes in. Same with the Lions. Same with the...
The Wings?
The Wings, right.
So. And how far removed is Leland's office from the dressing room?
It's just down the hall. The Wings are in the locker room, but still, the coach comes to us. We don't go to the coach's office. But anyway, yeah, the Leland's office is right next to the locker room.
Okay. I was just curious if it was attached to it or if it was removed from it. Just kind of trying to get a visual of how far they keep this guy away from his team. But I have no problem with them re-signing both these guys. I'm not necessarily – and listen, if we were a last place or second from last place team, sometimes – and I don't know if you feel this way – but sometimes you start to get excited about knowing that they're going to fire the coach. Gee, who will the new coach be? That actually gets me excited. So maybe I'm a little weird that way. Maybe, I'm the only one that thinks that way. But I don't feel that way about this general manager and coach. I think they're doing an okay job. I criticize him. Jim Leland, as I do all the coaches that coach the teams that I happen to like. From time to time, but that's, I guess, part of being a fan, so why wouldn't I?
Well, it's exciting when you saw the Pistons do it, but not when you see a first-place team fire their coach. Michigan went through that. They had a great coach in Lloyd Carr, and then, you wish for better things, and then sometimes you don't get better things. So.
Well, that ended up being a nightmare because, especially in college football, which is its own profession, the rumors, who are you stealing away from who? And then I think it's more the drama than it is anything else. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We got plenty of issues to get to this morning. Of course, your calls are always welcome. 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address. Are you off to Wisconsin? Because plenty of Michiganders are. We'll talk about that when we come back on First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. This is 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. With rain moving through the area, that's caused some major problems out there on the freeways. Northbound 75 at Southfield Road, we have an accident there, leaving only one lane open. Traffic is backed up and behind that. 75 northbound at Northland, accident there. Same goes for northbound right before the Rouge River Bridge. 94 eastbound at Lanya, we have an accident there blocking the shoulder. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, showers, obviously, as they move through the area. Maybe some rumbles of thunder in there as well. High around 85 today. And then tonight, another chance for showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Mostly cloudy. A low around 65. And then tomorrow, the sun comes out. Mostly sunny. A high right around 76. Some gusty winds out of the northwest, though. Currently, it's raining and 68 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Tribbiani.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hey, Detroit!
Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see you, Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. You're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift. Allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication.
Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions, because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this very soggy Tuesday morning. And my lawn is breathing a sigh of relief after about 6 weeks of brown. It has come thundering back in a good way. It's green again. It looks lush. I love it. All right. You know, I said before the break that, you know, are you off to Wisconsin? Let me just kind of lay this out for you. As you know, or as you may know, there's been an incredible wave of democracy in action in the state of Wisconsin. Back in February, Governor Scott Walker did lots of things that were beyond distasteful, supported by the Wisconsin state legislature, which is not unlike Michigan's, very Republican. Well, a wave of protest and, of course, the labor radio documentary we gave away that they are constantly promoting on the Wynn News at the bottom, that we have at the bottom of every hour, you know, kind of chronicled the beginning of that. Well, tomorrow is recall day in Wisconsin, which is, you know, again, the Ed Show's there. Ed Schultz, my friend Ed Schultz, is there covering it for MSNBC and for his own radio show. And there are, you know, there's been an amazing outpouring of support for the people of Wisconsin. Now, they've done a wonderful job of collecting signatures and getting this to the point where it's at in today's election day. And literally last night, between yesterday afternoon and this morning, got 13 emails from our listeners who are headed to Wisconsin today. And a couple said, hey, don't forget to mention, you know, that, you know, Wisconsin's got the recall today and we're headed out that way. And so, you know, if people want to, you know, you can still help make calls. And so, yeah, I mean, you can do that. And I'm going to tell you in a minute, if you want to at this point make calls, how you can do that in support of the recall. In fact, why don't I just do that right now? Action.wisdems.org. Action.wisdems.org. If you go there, you can actually make calls from your home, call people in Wisconsin. I did it last week for about an hour. You know, again, as I've said to you before, if you've got an hour, give an hour. If you got more, give more. If you got less, give less, but give something. I gave my hour last week. I had time. I did it. All right, here's the deal. And our buddy Chris Savage at Eclectablog has a little bit of an issue. You know, and Jeff, let me ask you about this. You know, certainly It's wonderful that the Michigan Democratic Party is supporting our Democratic brothers and sisters in Wisconsin. I think we'd both agree on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no question. Chris's problem with this is that, you know, our own Michigan Democratic Party won't even utter the word recall. Yet they are helping support the recall in another state. Do you find that hypocritical?
Hypocritical? I find it troublesome. I don't know exactly. It just seems weird because you want to support your brothers in another state, obviously. But at the same time, why aren't you, you know, why isn't, I guess Wisconsin's getting more notice, but why aren't they coming here helping out the recall? Why aren't more people getting involved in what's going on in your own state?
Well, that really is the question.
And I've had a problem with, you know, it's not just, it's the same thing when I see, oh, help Japan during the earthquake, or help Haiti during there. And it's like, yeah, it's nice to help other countries, but we have a lot of, you know, problems here. There's poverty, there's homelessness, there's a lot, you know, and I like that you help somebody else out, but you can't ignore your own needs as well.
Right, no question, that's certainly a piece of this puzzle. So here, you know, so the state organizing director for the Michigan Democratic Party sends out an email to the list of party faithful asking them to help out in Wisconsin. But again, the state party refuses to get involved with the recall effort here. And so there are people that find this beyond odd. And again, hypocritical. So the question to the audience, let me throw the number out, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Do you feel that it is hypocritical of the Michigan Democratic Party to support a recall in Wisconsin, yet not support the recall of Governor Snyder here in Michigan? That's the question that needs to be answered, and I'll give you my 2 cents worth right now. Jeff, I agree with what you said. I think you were right. You know, it's nice that we're asking, and I have no problem. Nobody's going to have a problem with the Michigan Democratic Party asking people to help the people of Wisconsin. That's not an issue. Let's set that aside, okay? What is an issue is we know that the recall effort here in Michigan is struggling. They can paint it any way they want. It's struggling. Now, is it worthy? Absolutely. Am I bad-mouthing it? Absolutely not. But it's critical if we are going to be successful here in Michigan that, you know, we have as much support as possible. Now, I don't know that hypocritical is necessarily the right word, but certainly, I don't know, mysterious, confusing, certainly frustrating would be true. Now, why is it that they would make this effort on behalf of our state? But, it's okay. I mean, it's just weird. We'll take the call. So I find it interesting that the state party would do that and not expect some backlash. That's the other part of this. All right. That's the other part of this is that, you know, the state party should expect some backlash from this. Now, will they get it is the question. Now, after we have this part of the discussion, there's another place I need to go with this that may not make you all very happy, but we'll get to that in a minute. Bruce Felt joins us now. He's in Wisconsin. He is going to be doing exit polling. Bruce, are you doing that exit polling for the party? You're doing it for who? You're doing it for?
It's actually called the Election Defense Alliance. I'm sure everyone's aware that followed the Wisconsin Supreme Court election knows what happened there, where they mysteriously found 7,000 votes after the polls closed. So the Election Defense Alliance is a nonpartisan group, and they've got people at all the polling stations. We've got a big crew. I think we've got 11 people that are going to be at the polling station I'm going to be at. We've got a couple other people from Michigan I met with last night, Aaron Fox and another person who I don't think I should name. And Joe Duffy is a student from Michigan State University. They're all here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I got
all going to be doing exit polling.
Yeah, and I got a boatload of emails between 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon and when I woke up this morning, from people, you know, letting me know they were going to Wisconsin. I'm assuming you heard what I was talking about, that the state party has sent out an email asking people to support the Wisconsin recall effort, and, you know, some are going to find that a bit hypocritical, Bruce.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that, too. I know you have Mark on. I'm sure you've talked about it with Mark a little bit. But I know that's a little curious to me, too. But I'll tell you what, the people here are fired up, and the people, the Michigan people I talked to, and they're excited because I agree with them that if these elections go well for the Democratic Party, I think that it's going to fire up the people in Michigan to, you know, and give them courage. Because you were talking about the recall effort in Michigan is foundering a little bit, which I'm not sure I totally agree with because they do have 300,000 signatures. Well, they've got a long way to go.
And right, and we got to get to the break, Bruce. I appreciate you ringing in. Good luck today. Certainly our thoughts and prayers with the people of Wisconsin. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. Folks, what do you think? What do you think? 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. This tunnel traffic update is brought to you by McDonald's. Lots of problems out there because of the rain that's moved through the area. Lots of wet roadways. You will want to slow it down out there just a little bit, especially 75 northbound at Southfield Road. Two lanes are blocked there. Only one is open. Traffic is backed up in behind that. The Lodge northbound near Evergreen. We have a rollover there blocking the right lane. 75 southbound after Livernois. Three lanes are blocked. Only one lane getting through there. I'm Russ with traffic.
The weather is hot, but McDonald's is still here to quench your thirst with our $1 any size soft drinks or sweet tea. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Loving it. Loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, showers and maybe a rumble of thunder in the morning. No kidding. Then, well, a continuing chance for showers and thunderstorms later on today, a high near 85. Again tonight, expect to see some showers and thunderstorms. Lighter chance, though. Mostly cloudy. A low around 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. A little bit breezy, though. A high near 76 degrees. Currently, it's raining and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Trupiano coming up just after this.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Tea Party Republicans got more of what they apparently wanted Monday as the Dow plunged more than 600 points in the wake of Standard & Poor's downgrading of the U.S. government's credit rating. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says Tea Party Republicans have repeatedly been a united front against working people, doing all the harm they can, intent on destroying President Obama, even if it means also destroying the economy again. The Tea Party rigidity on new revenues and its brinkmanship on the debt ceiling debate have led us to the worst stock market since the Great Recession. Verizon workers hold the line on strike as the company pushes for more concessions and more outsourcing of jobs. Jesse Russell reports.
The strike against Verizon by employees represented by the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers continues this morning. The unions say the company is looking for more than 100 concessions, including higher contributions to health care, no pensions for new employees, and the outsourcing of some jobs to foreign countries. During a rally in advance of the strike, Local 1122 President James Wagner questioned Verizon's commitment to the United States.
What they've done, brothers and sisters, is taken our jobs, your jobs, and sent them overseas to the Philippines and Mexico and India. Well, that's not what a patriotic company, that's not what a company that cares about the United States should be doing.
More than 40,000 workers for Verizon are walking the picket lines. The company says they need to reduce the wireline division of the company, but the workers argue that it isn't shrinking at the rate the company alleges.
Wisconsin voters in six state Senate districts will decide today which side they're on. With working families and their unions in defense of collective bargaining rights and budgets in the public interest, or with Scott Walker, six GOP senators, and their attack on the human rights of working families. As much as $31 million or more is being spent on these historic recall elections, including untold millions of anonymous corporate money flooding the TV and radio airwaves in these six state Senate districts. We are Wisconsin's Kelly Steele.
Our operation matches that in terms of communicating message, but what we have is people who are in these districts with boots on the ground, you know, who are very committed to taking these districts back for themselves. This is their government, their senator, is who enabled Scott Walker to do these attacks and make these attacks on working families, and they're ready. They're ready to put the brakes on it. They're tired of the attacks on working families, and this is an affront to the values of people all across Wisconsin.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning First Shift program. Thanks for punching in this morning. As I was saying before the break, in Wisconsin today is a critical election and actually will get a lot of national attention, as it should. If this election goes as progressives and Democrats hope it will, they will regain 3 more seats in the state Senate, therefore gaining Democratic control of the Senate, stopping Scott Walker and his extreme right-wing agenda that has attacked the middle class, especially organized labor. Now, at stake here is that, very much so, and it may be a predictor for things to come in 2012. Certainly, the reason there are going to be national attention paid to this is we have had, and don't think that there isn't a connection between what's happening in the stock market the last few days and what's happening in Wisconsin today. There's a political thread that runs through all of this. If you believe in the middle class, if you believe in the power of organized labor, if you believe in democracy in a way that it is supposed to be benevolent to many, which it is not at this point, then this is a critical election in Wisconsin today. And what happens, could foretell good things or not such good things. If the Democrats are not successful today in Wisconsin, what does that ultimately mean? I don't know that I have the answer to that. So let me address this from a Michigan perspective. We have, again, a Republican that sits in the governor's office. We have Republicans that have a supermajority in the Senate and in the House. And we have a Republican Supreme Court here in the state of Michigan. We have seen through a series of legislation, including the, you know, Public Act 4, which is the emergency manager law, that basically has made dictators out of appointed men. There haven't been any women in these emergency manager jobs yet. And you begin to wonder, you know, what your life will look like. Well, I don't see Michiganders being as clearly as angry as I think they should be. I don't see the outrage. I don't. And, you know, we do fundamentally disagree. I'm glad that they were able to, the committee to recall Rick Snyder were able to get 310,000 signatures. But it's not enough. It's not close enough, and they now have to September 29th to basically get 800,000 signatures. That's going to take a massive effort. But I just don't see Michiganders as being as passionate, as strongly passionate, as the people of Wisconsin. Your thoughts, 888-552-3595. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to welcome Sonny in Anchorville. Sonny, thanks for punching in this morning. Good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Tony. Listen, I believe that the state party, the Democratic state party, should get involved. I'm going to tell you something. They don't get involved, they'll never see a cent from me.
You're talking about the Michigan Democratic Party?
Yes, sir.
Well, at this point, Sonny, they're saying they will not get involved. They're just not going to get involved.
Well, the best thing to do is, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, I've been pretty strong Democrat all my life, and I ain't going to change over this. But at the same time, they're not going to get 1 cent out of me.
Well, they need to know that, Sonny, and I hope that when you, if you have the opportunity, you will tell them that.
Well, by God, I'm telling it right now on the air, hoping other people will hear it.
Yeah, you are telling them right now on the air. You're right. You're absolutely right. Again, you know, Sonny, I have no problem helping the people of Wisconsin. I think that it's a wonderful thing to do, and I think it's wonderful that the Michigan...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
And I'm glad that... Go ahead.
Wisconsin is a strong state, and, you know, I mean, I'm all for it. But at the same token, yes, charity start at home.
Okay, well, and you know, fair enough. Fair enough, and that's basically what, Sonny, thank you for your call. That's basically what Jeff said. You know, charity begins at home. And I just don't see us doing enough for ourselves. I'm a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie about that. I am a little disappointed. I don't see the passion here in Michigan that I've seen in Wisconsin, not by a long shot. And I asked this question on the Facebook page the other day, and I didn't really get much of a response to it. So I'll ask it on air now and see what kind of response we get. I'm not hopeful. What will it take for you to become active? If this isn't enough, what more needs to happen before you will step up and say, I will do my share? I'm just curious. I don't know. Just trying to see what's going on. 888-552-3595. Thursday night, I'm speaking at the Livonia Democratic Club. And everybody wants me to speak about the same thing. Everybody wants me to speak about activism and action and getting up and moving. And, you know, I started that whole, you know, it's not enough to show up. You got to stand up. And people love the rhetoric. They love the rhetoric. And I'm happy to go visit all of these clubs. Absolutely thrilled to do it. But you know what? All I'm doing is showing up. If I'm not moving any of you, then I'm really not standing up. By the way, let me get to the poll question of the day, the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. Again, this is courtesy of our own Jeff Radford. If we could have a special election and replace the current Congress, would you be in favor of doing so? If we could have a special election to replace the current Congress in Washington, D.C., would you be in favor of doing so? And apparently, yes wasn't enough. Hell yes had to be added to the answers. Just curious what your thoughts are. There was a recent poll done. Was it the New York Times or was it the Washington Post, Jeff?
I'm not sure. It was cited by one of the guests on the Sunday show.
Right. 77% of the people polled, 77% said that they would definitely like to start from scratch, which is an astounding number. I mean, that's an astounding number. So we're just going to poll this audience. And, you know, the yeses and the hell yeses are winning this early.
What won yesterday, by the way? Yesterday's poll was which section of or which branch of Congress do you have the most or our government do you have the most confidence in?
None of the above won.
That figures. It was in the lead early on. But
man, yeah, none of the above.
I voted for the Senate.
Well, you were one of three.
Good to see. Good to see there's three of us out there. That are smart.
None of the above won by a 3-to-1 margin.
Did you vote in that poll?
I did not vote in that poll. I normally don't. I mean, I sometimes do, but I normally don't.
What would you have picked yesterday?
Probably the executive branch.
You have a lot of faith in that.
I do. I do have a lot. I don't have a lot of faith in the way it's being handled right now, but, you know, the question wasn't, you know, as we speak, it was, you know, in general. And,
that's what I thought it was right now. Currently.
Okay.
As it sits right now, do I have the most faith in that office? Well, of course. I mean.
Well, you can still go back and change your vote.
No, the Senate right now is how I think the Senate, with what they've been able to do, they seem the most reasonable there. They seem the most willing to work together.
You know, that is, obviously it's a smaller body. There are 100 senators. Obviously they have a different agenda than the Congress does. I think it's more of a good old boys club, which is not a bad thing. You know, senators.
Are there any Tea Party in the Senate?
Just Rand Paul.
So that right there probably proves why I think the Senate is actually sane.
Jeff, I know that it sounds like we're picking on the Tea Party, and we actually are picking on the Tea Party, but there's some legitimacy for doing it. You know, although we've got some audio that, well, I guess we'll have to wait till after the break. We've got some audio we're going to play. You know, the Tea Party is actually happy that they're responsible for the downgrade by Standard & Poor's. They think that they've done something wonderful because we're now talking about this and because we're in crisis mode. They think it's a good thing. They think history is going to look back on this time, Jeff, and see that they were the ones that were responsible for turning the economy around. And the bottom line is they don't have any clue what the hell they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing.
There's a lot of people along the way of history that thought that they would be looked upon differently than they actually are.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the crazy thing. We all agree that we need to do it differently.
But we've agreed on that for a long time now. This is not, you know, this has nothing to do with the 2010 election. But what happened was when we infused those 87 members into an already dysfunctional body, it made it more dysfunctional. It doesn't clarify anything. The only thing it clarified is how much more dysfunctional that process is.
It's like watching reality TV in your government. It's basically Survivor, and then these people have their own pack to stick together.
Yeah,
no matter
yeah.
what, we're going to vote the same way.
Right, and that's exactly what it is. I think you just said that perfectly. And, you know, we had the conversation on the show about, you know, you take an oath of office, and then they're signing these pledges from some guy named Grover, who sounds like he should be a character out of Sesame Street, right? And so they're pledging allegiance to what? You know, I foolishly or sillily said that, you know, that my own little version of the Pledge of Allegiance last week or the week before. But, you know, you take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. They have abrogated that responsibility. They believe that for the Tea Party members of Congress believe that for some reason, the only way to fiscal clarity is to literally crash the current system and rebuild it. Should it not be obvious to you folks that that's what they believe right now? Crash it and burn it and start over. In the meantime, we have how many millions of people unemployed and no clear direction to get them employed? And we have trillions of dollars in liquid assets sitting in this country doing nothing and creating nothing but more wealth for those that are wealthy. And we wonder why there's a problem? 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We will take a quick break here on 1310 WDTW and be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugel sang Aisha Tyler. And Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work. including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I pledge allegiance to Grover Norquist and the United Taxpayers of America, and to the Republic for which I will ignore, one nation, under my God and only my God and no other religion, with liberty and justice for the wealthy. All right, that's my version of the Tea Party Pledge of Allegiance, because it certainly doesn't reflect anything that I ever learned in school. Welcome back. This is the first hour of First Shift, and we've been kind of all over the place in this first hour. Certainly, we want to support, and we'll be watching what happens in Wisconsin this morning. Certainly, we are paying attention to what's happening in the stock market, although I plead with you to please not panic. This will work itself out. Most importantly, this idea that, you know, Mike, my buddy Mike, who listens to the show every morning, said we don't have enough people with fire in their belly here in the state of Michigan. Mikey, that may just be true. That may just be true. Want to get to a couple sound bites before we get out of here for this hour. Let's go to the Tea Party people in Wisconsin cheering, and this will make sense to you once you hear it.
This week, and I wrote it down, they are blaming the credit downgrade on the Tea Party.
Yeah!
They're calling it the Tea Party downgrade. They are objectivizing us.
They are the media, and they are celebrating. They're happy that they are helping to ruin this country. Do you hear that? We're not making this up. They are happy that they are helping to ruin the financial fabric of this country. Now, I'm gonna assume for a moment that the people that were cheering, I don't know where this was, but I'm gonna guess it wasn't at a meeting of millionaires and billionaires. I'm sure it was, you know, middle class people at a rally thinking that their naivete, you know, their little all huckster, shuckster, who, me, kind of mentality. You know, of course we believe in the Tea Party mentality. Of course we believe in the philosophy. It's what's right for our country. I don't care that it hurts a lot of people. I don't care that it's against everything we believe in. I don't care that it's not going to work. Because some people just love the underdog. I don't know. I think a lot of it just has to do with people are naive, or maybe another way of saying that they're darn right stupid. You know, somebody insulted me on the Facebook page yesterday. I had posted a story from the Chicago Trib that said that nearly 1,500 millionaires paid no federal income tax. One of my listeners posted the following. The Federal Reserve was created in 1913. What cost a dollar then cost $21.78 in 2010. That's a 278% inflation. All from putting worthless pieces of worthless pieces of paper. Alan Greenspan was on Meet the Press Sunday. He said we shouldn't worry about the debt because we can't always. Oh no, that's not the one. But I'll go ahead and finish that one. That we can always print more money, more inflation. This is a hidden tax on all of us. All right, but what he wrote in response to that email was, the state creates money out of thin air and claims it is backed by faith. Economies are managed, and we are told we are free. You need a lesson in basic economics, he wrote. Posting an article like this will get a rise out of most of your listeners, but it is embarrassing. The truth is, if you want to take from those, you have to give to those who have not. Robin Hood is a hero to most, but a thief, but to me, he's a thief. Now, then his response was, okay, educate me, embarrass me, and then he wrote what I just read to you, which makes no sense. I don't know what the connection is. Nearly 1,500 people in this country paid, billionaires and billionaires, paid no federal taxes in 2009. Almost 1,500. So go ahead and tell me once again that they're paying their fair share.
What do you, if you call robbing or taking from the rich And that's called taxes, by the way. If you call that being a thief, then what do you call taking taxes from the middle class or from the poor? That's not being a thief at all?
The FCC requires that I not utter my response.
I just love that. That's you know, 1,500 billionaires cannot pay taxes, but if the middle class doesn't, then...
The middle class is getting screwed, Jeff. The middle class is getting screwed. That's what's happening.
It's socialism, brother, if you take it from the rich. But if you take it from the middle class and the poor, then that's called being a good American.
Right, of course. It's patriotism when you take it from those that can't afford it. Absolutely. You know, that's why when you're a good Tea Party guy, you know, you really get it. All right, very quick before we have to get out for the hour. 888-552-3595. Lowell in Royal Oak punches in with us this morning. Lowell, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Tony. Thanks for getting me on. Real quick, that was Ed Schultz showed that clip last night on his show. That's the Koch brothers' bus with the Constitution payment on the side. They had about 40 or 50 people, and there was like an outbreak of applause when that gal read the report. She was quoting John Kerry, calling it the Tea Party downgrade.
Okay. Well, you know, Lowell, really, are we really celebrating the destruction of our financial fabric? I mean, is this really something to cheer, do you think?
I'm 58 years old. I never thought I'd see something like that in my lifetime.
Yeah, I don't understand what it's going to take, what more it's going to take before there's an uprising. You know, we know that there are more people like us than there are people like them. Why are we so quiet, Lowell?
I don't know. It's like we go about our daily business where there's the Matt Taibbi profile of the Tea Party. Like the average age is something like 67. Well, we're all headed. I mean, a lot of people on pensions and Social Security try to defeat their own existence. I don't get it.
Well, you know, it goes back to that, Lowell, that the whole Republican mindset where people vote against their own best interest. When you vote for Republican, you're basically voting against yourself. I mean, that has never been more true than it has been over the last decade. You know, ever since George Bush II. I mean, if you are a Republican since the George Bush II era, you every time you vote Republican, you vote against your own interest.
Really? It was like there was some famous liability trial attorney in Texas or somewhere that he would tell his clients when they'd have a real serious civil liability lawsuit, he said, you people can't afford to be Republican.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know, they'd be going over, like, what kind of case they have, like against, a powerful corporate entity or something. He said, you can't afford to be Republican.
Right. No, Lowell, thank you for your call. And Lowell's right. Here's what happens. When you're a Republican, they hate trial lawyers. When you're a Republican, you know, they don't want you to be able to collect a judgment against your insurance company. You know, they don't want you, they want you to pay the taxes so they don't have to. You know, the Republicans are about keeping more for themselves because what are they going to do, Jeff? What do the people with money do, Jeff? They what? They create jobs, don't they?
Tons.
Where are the jobs, Jeff? Where are the jobs? I'm still waiting for a job creator to create more than one, because some of them do create one. Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay. Kim Rudiger, when we come back, we'll talk a little piece. We need to talk a little piece. A lot of open line time in the show. We've got Chris Mihalakis later on. I am Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Plenty of accidents out there because of the wet roadway. 75 northbound at Dix Highway, we've got an accident there. Only one lane is open. Traffic is backed up to around North Line, so keep an eye out for that. Also, the lodge northbound near 10 Mile, we have an accident there blocking the right lane. Southbound side of the lodge, we have an accident blocking the left lane at McNichols. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, some showers moving through the area right now. The chance for those will continue throughout the day, a high around 85 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Again, a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, a low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, highs just in the mid-70s, sunny. Should be a beautiful day. Currently at 66 and raining at Detroit City Airport. More of First Shift with Tony Tribbiano coming up after the top of the hour.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, the world will be watching Wall Street to see what happens a day after the Dow lost over 630 points. Right now, stock futures are higher. President Obama says the downgrade of U.S. debt should bring a sense of urgency to Capitol Hill. Mort Zuckerman, CEO of Boston Properties, says it seems every time a politician speaks, the markets dive.
Because they haven't done anything. All they've done is speak. You can't solve this problem with speeches. You have to get both parties together to take some very unpopular and difficult steps. But without that, we could have a major downturn in the economy, something that we have not seen since the Great Depression.
The price of gold keeps going up as stocks fall. Anthony Neglia with Tower Trading says he believes it'll continue.
We're up from July 1st. We made a low July 1st of $1,480. So we're up over $200 in just about a month's time. So if we keep on this pace, or even half of this pace, we're at $2,000 bound and above.
London is dealing with the worst rioting in modern times. British Prime Minister David Cameron says there will be no leniency for people who riot.
This is criminality, pure and simple. And it has to be confronted and defeated.
16,000 police officers will be on the streets of London tonight. Philadelphia is cracking down on violence by mobs of young people. Mayor Michael Nutter says there will be a strong curfew.
If you are under the age of 18 years old, your curfew is now 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays if you are under the age of 18.
The heat wave that's melting the central U.S. resulted in the fourth warmest July on record for the U.S. Forecasters say Oklahoma had the warmest monthly statewide average ever recorded at almost 89 degrees. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all BF Goodrich tires through August 13th and get $50 back after mail-in rebate when you buy four. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wall Street could follow up its sixth worst ever trading day with who knows what. This morning, stock futures have moved with a volatility rarely seen. We've been aggressively higher, aggressively lower, mixed near flat. As investors try to decide if enough damage has been done to this market to reflect European debt worry and U.S. credit rating anger. Asian and European markets have tumbled down 2 to 4%. For the moment, U.S. stock futures are showing some mojo. S&P futures up 13, NASDAQ futures gaining 15, Dow futures up 100. One of those market moments of truth could come later today when the Fed releases its economic statement following the end of its scheduled policy meeting. No blockbuster announcement of policy action is expected, but traders hope to find hints of possible soon-coming intervention. OPEC has cut its forecast for global oil demand this morning, the most it has all year. Important because lower anticipated demand can serve as an argument to cut production and stop oil prices from falling. Right now, crude oil futures are down $1.50 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India
nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
It's back to college. Time to learn about new things, like the fact that you can walk into a Walmart wireless center and walk out with a fully activated smartphone. Get the Sharp FX from AT&T, the HTC Wildfire S from T-Mobile, and the Samsung Continuum from Verizon. Just $28.88 each. Your new phone will work right away, which is more than we can say when you graduate with that art degree in glass blowing. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with two-year new agreement are qualified two-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps. A rob.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you just after 7 o'clock on this very soggy Tuesday morning, but will not dampen our spirits, that's for sure. If you're just joining us, a little later on in the hour, we're going to spend a little more time discussing what's happening in Wisconsin today, which is an important day for the country. Although it may only affect that that government, it does have national repercussions, so we'll certainly get to that. We've got a lot of audio we need to get to, and we always like to make lots of time to talk to you. The number to reach us at any time throughout the program, 888-552-3595. And the email address, if you'd like to communicate with us that way, is tony@thetonyshow.org. And so feel free to get in touch with us. Yesterday during the program, my good friend Colleen Mills with Citizens for Peace called the show and informed us that today at the state capitol there will be a press conference. And so I had asked her to send me some more information on that. She did, and therefore we are going to talk a little bit more about that in detail. Joining me now is Kim Redigan. Kim is one of the organizers of the Movable Peace Rally and will be on the Capitol steps in just a few hours from right now. Hopefully the rain will have passed by then. They are going to be talking about their walk, and we're going to get through all of that in this segment, so pay attention. And I want to welcome Kim Redigan to First Shift this morning. Kim, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Good morning to you.
Oh, thank you, Tony. It's wonderful to be here from Lansing. We're standing outside the offices of Michigan Peace Team, where we're going to be walking to the Capitol today. It is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, listen, in light of the very sad news over the weekend that, you know, 30 more U.S. soldiers were killed in a war in Afghanistan, which, you know, many of us have been trying to, you know, get this government to pull us out of, not to mention the troops we still have in Iraq and in other hot spots around the world. We don't talk enough about peace, Kim. We certainly talk a lot about war, and frankly, we haven't even done a lot of that lately. We seem to have forgotten these men and women that are serving our great country. But we do need to focus on peace. Tell us a little bit about the walk that took place, because this just wasn't one group of people just walking from here to Lansing. This was really a concerted effort with a few teams of people really trying to raise awareness.
Correct. Well, the walk, you know, the origins of the entire Movable Peace was the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit last year. And the idea of the walk was really probably the first first idea we had with the social forum. And the idea was to get on the road and listen to people. You know, you have a completely different perspective when you are traveling on foot, especially when you're the age most of us are. I mean, we're not runners. And the idea was to listen very deeply to folks. And so the walk, we had six of us who walked 90 miles from Detroit to Lansing, and then we had a group of about the same size come into Lansing from Grand Rapids, and then we had another group who will be meeting us today at the Capitol who had been walking from Saginaw. And so the idea was to listen very, very deeply to people. I'll tell you, Tony, number one, our state is it's just beautiful. Aesthetically, it's a beautiful state. But number two, people are working hard. People are working very hard, and people want peace. I can tell you that. And I don't care if they're faith communities, if they are farmers. People have about had it with the war. It's affecting people profoundly at home. And so this gave us an opportunity to really listen deeply.
All right. And so, you know, certainly the awareness of the part of this walk obviously was awareness. And, you know, I'm kind of curious, Kim, as you took this walk, you know, did you go door to door? Did you have events? How did people connect with you?
Oh, very good. No, we did not go door to door. We are wearing these obnoxiously lime green, you know, fluorescent shirts that simply say Movable Peace 2011 Peace Walk. And the shirts alone, you know, kind of got people going with conversation. We walked very slowly by foot. It took a lot of organizing, but we stayed at host churches along the way. You know, we began at Central Methodist in Detroit, and from there, Christ the King in Detroit, and then all the way up. We walked Grand River, the Detroit. I'll speak now of the Detroit Strand. We walked Grand River. And so we stayed with church communities along the way. And in the evenings at several of the churches, we did have events where we met people from the community. We showed a film, Peace Pilgrim, about this remarkable woman who walked 30 years for world peace and had some really good, deep conversations. But for the most part, what we did was walk slowly and try to – we made a commitment before we left, which I think is a commitment most of us have in our everyday life anyway, to stay off the grid as much as possible in terms of eating at the big corporate restaurants and shopping at the big, you know, the big stores. And so we made it a point to eat in each town we were in kind of, you know, those small local diner. And we really had some good conversations with people in places like diners, places like laundromats, places like gas stations. So that's where we probably made our best connections, you know, roadside stands, that sort of thing.
All right, Kim Rudigan, again, my guest, and she is with Movable Peace. And I'm kind of curious what these discuss. This sounds fascinating, Kim. I mean, this sounds like something that I would have thoroughly enjoyed. Did you get any pushback? Did anybody, you know, say to you, hey, you just don't understand. War is necessary, and we've got to, you know, did you get any of that?
There was only one man, and he was he was driving in a car, and we didn't have a chance to engage him deeply. And his philosophy was one that, you know, I mean, I've worked for peace for a long time, and I've heard this before, you know, which is essentially, you know, kill the bad people. Other than that, Tony, I can't tell you, and I know we were talking with people across ideological lines. I mean, people, the local economies are suffering profoundly, and people are getting this. If we have time, I would like to share one story about an Iraq veteran named Scott. I don't know if we have time.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, so we were walking through downtown Howell, and there was a young man by the name of Scott whom we met on the streets, and he had returned recently from his third tour in Iraq. And he was suffering. I'll just put it that way. There's no doubt. He was suffering deeply. And he showed us a wound in his shoulder where, you know, he'd been shot. And his, you know, and he was wearing an Army shirt and an Army hat. And he said to us, I really want one of your shirts. Please, can I have one of your shirts? He said, if you had seen what I've seen, and if you had to do what I had to do, he said, you would work for peace. I really want one of your shirts. And it was very, I mean, we had quite a long conversation with him. And, I mean, this is the sort of thing. I mean, people are wounded. We heard from many small business people whose businesses, you know, are taking a hit because of this economy. I mean, people are really hurting.
You know, Kim, the President Obama just asked the Congress on Friday to consider providing tax credits to businesses that will hire veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me that we often forget that a lot of the men and women, if not the majority of them, left good jobs to go serve their country in the last decade, mm-hmm. only to lose their jobs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, visit any soup kitchen, and see how many folks coming through those doors are veterans. Yes.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. And I believe that the statistic I read on Friday afternoon was 15 or 16% of all veterans are unemployed right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is. I don't know what to say. Something has to give here. I mean, something has to happen. It was so sad visiting cafes, and one in particular, I won't tell you the town because I don't speak it in a radio show, it's relevant, but in one of the small towns we visited, there was a wonderful cafe, home-cooked food. They've been there for over 30 years, and, one of the co-owners told us we're hanging on by our fingernails, and we've heard that story over and over. A strong message I think our peace team will bring home is please shop local. Please shop local. The Walmart goes up and out goes the cafe, out goes the hardware shop, out goes the sports store. We really need to support our small local businesses. That's very clear to us.
Yeah, no question. So again, 10 o'clock this morning, there is a press conference. Kim Redigan, what will take place at this morning at 10 a.m.?
Sure. So at 10 a.m., people will be meeting at the Capitol steps. There are many of us who are going to be walking. It's about a two-mile walk to the Capitol. Others will be driving in. We'll be having a press conference where we will be presenting petitions that have been signed over the past several months calling for the state to institute a Commission on Peace and Justice. There's no state in the nation that has a Commission on Peace and Justice. Our state has many, many commissions, things related to food products and things like this, but nothing for peace and justice. And so we have invited every single state legislature. We invited the governor, everyone, every elected official at the state level has been invited to come to the steps of the Capitol to receive these petitions. And we really hope that Michigan will be the first state. John Conyers has been very instrumental in helping push this. He thinks it's a great idea. His time has come. Joanne Watson, the Detroit City Council, actually passed a resolution supporting this Commission for Peace and Justice, as well as the Peace Walk. So we have a lot of friends and allies, and we're really hoping that this will happen. John Conyers says we will be the first state in the Union to have a Commission for Peace and Justice.
Well, that will be our hope and our prayer for you. Of course, if people want more information, they can go to movablepeace.org or michiganpeacenetwork.org. Kim, thanks for your time this morning. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
All right, Kim.
This is Lee Mark. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. We'll take a quick break here. We're open lines on the other side. I'm Tony Truppiano. 888-552-3595 is the toll free. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Chip with Tony Truppiano.
Malia and Sasha finish their homework a day ahead of time. Malia's 13, Sasha's 10. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. If you know you've got to do something, just do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We got some slowdowns out there on the freeways. Of course, you probably already knew that if you're out there and about driving around. Lots of delays, lots of accidents, too. Lodge northbound near Evergreen, we have a rollover accident there blocking the right lane. Lodge southbound at McNichols, left lane is blocked there. South of Bruy southbound between Rotunda and Oakwood, that's currently closed because of flooding. And 275 north and southbound, an accident in each direction. It's on the shoulder, but it's still causing delays in both directions. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, the showers will be ending this morning, but there'll be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit later on. A high near 85 today. Tonight, again, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-70s. Some breezy winds out of the northwest as well. Currently, it's a little bit foggy and misty at Detroit City Airport, 66 degrees. More of First Shift with Tony Truppiano coming up just after this.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? and that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
Recently on First Shift.
Bob King, president of the United Auto Workers. Retirees are reaching out to me this morning as well, Bob, and wanting to know if you're going to protect their interests in this latest round of negotiations with the auto companies.
We greatly honor and respect our retirees, so we've always been very strong in their passion to support and help retirees. We are very, very mindful of our retirees and helping them and honoring all the contributions they've made.
First Shift with Tony Trigano on 1310 WDTW.
Hey, Detroit! Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today. My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Truppiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tony Truppiano, just 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Before we go to the phones, I want to let you know that there is another in a series of town halls. This one is being called a community meeting. In support of the repeal of Public Act 4, which is the Emergency Manager Bill. It is going to take place this Thursday, August 11th, at 2243 Ferry Park Street, and that's one block south of West Grand Boulevard. There's going to be food, music, and, of course, people. 5 to 7 o'clock, come sign the petition, grab a petition, help with this effort. If you want more information, get a hold of my friend Marvin Bing. His email address is mbing, B-I-N-G, mbing jr, J-R, mbingjr at gmail.com. And as I get more information on that, I will be happy to share that with you. We are open lines for the remainder of the hour. If you'd like to talk about the stock market, if you'd like to talk about what's happening in Wisconsin today, if you'd like to talk about the Michigan Democratic Party recruiting volunteers to help with the recall in Wisconsin but ignoring the recall here in Michigan, that's fair game. And, of course, lots of other stuff. So whatever's on your mind this morning, this is the time to get to us, 888-552-3595 and tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's welcome Will in Milford to First Shift. Will, good morning to you. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tony?
Good, Will.
Hey,
thank
man,
you.
I'm a little complexed over all this. They're selling the stock, selling off. Stock market's dropping drastically, 2,000 points in the last so many week and a half or whatever. But they're selling because supposedly our deficit, we've been downgraded as a high-risk loan. You know, I mean, double A-plus isn't, like, real bad, but still yet. But yet the... Some people are buying gold, but the majority of the people are investing the stocks. If you're selling, invest the money back into federally backed bonds, you know, federally backed loans. They're loaning the money back to the government that supposedly is a high risk. I don't trust the stock market. It's like a crap game. You know, you can hedge, you can bet short, you can do, you know what I mean? It's almost like Super Bowl. You can bet on the flip of the coin if you want to.
Right.
But I don't understand why people are selling stocks because we're a high risk, but yet they're taking the biggest portion of that money is going back and giving loans to the government who, you know, buying those federally backed bonds, which is loaning money to the government who is high risk. I just wonder if you can kind of help me understand.
Well, there's no logic. Will, I think you're okay. That you don't understand it is actually good news for me because it there is no logic to that at all. I said earlier on the show, people shouldn't panic. You know, you know what happens? The reason that there's this mad rush to sell is that there's this fear that the value of what you own, whatever stocks you own, will become worthless. So you want to try to get rid of them before they become worthless, right? But in effect, what you're doing is driving down your own stock by doing that. So it makes no sense to follow that philosophy. But people panic. Now, this is a human reaction, not a scientific reaction, not a mathematical reaction. It's not a business reaction. Those that have real money in the stock market, the truly wealthy, are not overly concerned about what's happening right now because they understand in the long term, this will all level out. And it will.
Right. Well, if I can say, I understand the ones who really play the stock market can bet short, know that that's going to drop, and then take their money, turn around, and invest in a known good company.
Right.
Because they've drove that stock price down lower than what it should be for that company, buy low, and then win again, you know, as the stocks come back up to where they should have been to begin with.
And I'm not smart enough, Will, and I'm not going to pretend that I am, to know exactly how that game is played. All I know, I was telling Jeff yesterday morning, you know, for years I did national radio. I used to have a financial guy on my show every week, and he would always say the same thing. We'd talk about, you know, what funds to buy and so on and so forth, but he would always end, Will, with the same disclaimer every single week. Folks, if you are in the market for the short term, then you're in the market for the wrong reasons. And he would say that every single week. That's all I know for sure.
I appreciate you trying to explain that because I just know there's a lot of games played with the stock market, and we base our economy off that, and it's not always a true mirror to look into.
Absolutely,
yeah. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, again, well, thank you. And I'm not going to claim to know how all this works because I do not understand exactly how the stock market works, but I do know, and everybody, I think everybody rationally knows that over the long term, the stock market will be stable. Now, my concern, and I said this earlier, especially for those that have 401ks, we do know people over the last 5 to 10 years that have lost a significant amount of their retirement income in the stock market because some of these stocks never recover.
Did you hear about the short-term positives of yesterday?
What is the short-term positives of yesterday?
The gas price, the crude oil fell below 90, and so you would think, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but you would think gas prices are going to start falling.
Well, they already have started to fall, but I read this story on Friday that we were going to see a 35-cent drop in the gallon of gasoline over the next 4 weeks. Now, interestingly, I don't know what it is about this gas station on the corner here, Jeff. I'm driving in this morning. Around my house, gas is $3.59 for premium or for regular unleaded, right? At the corner here, it's $3.79. So don't ask me why it's 20 cents a gallon more here than it is, you know, 20 minutes away at my house. Don't ask me why.
Five minutes down the road, it's 20 cents cheaper as well. So
all right.
I don't know either.
And I saw it one place yesterday for $2.57 or $3.57. So, yes, it will be going down. In fact, the crude oil is below its November high or November low, which was pretty darn low. So, yeah, we may see this. That would be a short-term benefit. But, you know, here again, because I don't understand the stock market that well, Jeff, I don't know why crude oil is necessarily because that's not, you know, it's a commodity and, you know, that's traded in a different way than stocks are traded. So I don't know how exactly that works, but we'll figure it out. Anyway. Let's go back to the phones and welcome. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's go to Tony in Macomb. Tony, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. I just wanted to preface my comment with I'm not necessarily favoring Republicans. I'm against all career politicians, but I wanted to challenge your comment about if you vote for Republicans, you're voting against yourself. The example I wanted to use was Social Security. Now, typically, the Democrats are completely in support of keeping people on this program, whereas Republicans have tried in the past maybe to privatize some of it and so forth. I've done some numbers, and to keep it simple for the audience, if you were to take what is taken out of your paycheck, so the employee and the employer contribution is about 14%.
Okay.
If you were to invest that on your own at a very nominal return of, say, 5%, and you could diversify that investment however you want to.
Hey, Tony, let me interrupt you for a second. We got to go to a break, and I don't want to cut you off. Can you hold, and then we'll bring you back after the break? Can you do that?
Okay, I'll try it because I need to get to work.
I know you do, and I'm sorry. I just apologize, but I got to get to the break here. So if you're not, and I can comment on what you've said if you can't hang on. I'm Tony Truppiano. We are going to take a break here. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. Be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Lots of problems out there on the freeways because of accidents and the wet roads. The Lodge, southbound at McNichols, the left lane's blocked there. South of Freeway, southbound between Rotunda and Oakwood. That is currently closed because of flooding. Northbound 75, big problems there. It's down to one lane at Grand River, so expect some delays heading towards that. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, expect some showers and thunderstorms. The showers we've got moving through the area right now are ending for the most part, just in the far eastern suburbs. A high around 85 today. A front moves through tonight, mostly cloudy. Some breezy winds out of the west. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low right around 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high just in the mid-70s, but still some breezy winds out of the northwest. Currently, it's foggy and misty at Detroit City Airport, 66 degrees. More First Shift with Tony Truppiano coming up after this.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. 5 IIH stop safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Tea Party Republicans got more of what they apparently wanted Monday as the Dow plunged more than 600 points in the wake of Standard & Poor's downgrading of the U.S. government's credit rating. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says Tea Party Republicans have repeatedly been a united front against working people, doing all the harm they can, intent on destroying President Obama, even if it means also destroying the economy again. The Tea Party rigidity on new revenues and its brinkmanship on the debt ceiling debate have led us to the worst stock market since the Great Recession. Verizon workers hold the line on strike as the company pushes for more concessions and more outsourcing of jobs. Jesse Russell reports.
The strike against Verizon by employees represented by the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers continues this morning. The unions say the company is looking for more than 100 concessions, including higher contributions to health care, no pensions for new employees, and the outsourcing of some jobs to foreign countries. During a rally in advance of the strike, Local 1122 President James Wagner questioned Verizon's commitment to the United States.
What they've done, brothers and sisters, is taken our jobs, your jobs, and sent them overseas to the Philippines and Mexico and India. Well, that's not what a patriotic company, that's not what a company that cares about the United States should be doing.
More than 40,000 workers for Verizon are walking the picket lines. The company says they need to reduce the wireline division of the company, but the workers argue that it isn't shrinking at the rate the company alleges.
Wisconsin voters in six state Senate districts will decide today which side they're on. With working families and their unions in defense of collective bargaining rights and budgets in the public interest, or with Scott Walker, six GOP senators,
and their attack on the human rights of working families. As much as $31 million or more is being spent on these historic recall elections, including untold millions of anonymous corporate money flooding the TV and radio airwaves in these six state Senate districts. We are Wisconsin's Kelly Steele.
Our operation matches that in terms of communicating message, but what we have is people who are in these districts with boots on the ground, you know, who are very committed to taking these districts back for themselves. This is their government. Their senator is who enabled Scott Walker to do these attacks and make these attacks on working families, and they're ready. They're ready to put the brakes on it. They're tired of the attacks on working families, and this is an affront to the values of people all across Wisconsin.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back to 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Again, we are open lines. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Tony could not stay with us as he was on his way to work. I do appreciate the call. I think what he was getting at is, there was a few years back a movement, an effort to allow you to invest your own money instead of giving it to the federal government to safehold for you. There were lots of different plans. One of them would have required, mandated certain steps with regard to investing that money. Here's my problem with that, and again, this is going to be offensive to some of you, but I just need to say it because it's what I believe. I don't think most of us are capable of handling our own money. We're talking about our retirement income, the rest of our lives. I don't believe most of us have the skill set or the desire, for that matter, to invest that money ourselves. And to take that risk, and it is a risk. Now, is it a bigger risk to do that and then allow the government to continue to raid that fund? Well, that's a whole totally different conversation. And I get that, you know, Social Security was never supposed to be about your entire retirement income. I totally get that. But I don't, you know, if we would just leave that money alone and we would... we would take certain people out of the retirement, the Social Security. Those that make certain amount of money should be taken out of Social Security. They don't need that money, and we don't do that. You know, I don't care how much money you make. At 65, you're eligible for Social Security. Bang, you're going to get it. And, you know, there are millions of people that don't need it and will never need it. There are ways to help fix this, but giving people that money and say, hey, good luck, go out and invest it yourself, I just don't believe that people are going to do that responsibly, and I think we end up with an even bigger problem, and at some level, the government will end up taking care of those folks anyway. Again, Social Security was about lifting people out of poverty, and there were elderly in this country that were living in squalor. Let's be mindful of that. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Michael in Westland to First Shift. Michael, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, Tony, FDR, when he implemented Social Security, said it was supposed to be part of a three-legged stool with personal savings, pensions at the time, which now we would say pensions or 401k, and Social Security. FDR never had it intended, as you stated, for it to be the sole source of revenue for somebody to survive on. It was supposed to be part of a three-legged stool. Number two, you said about Social Security, the money that's been put aside between the employer and us over the years, and this is where both parties have used this falsely to make the government larger. And I have to take issue with you when you say that the people are not smart enough to handle their own money. Number one, when President Bush proposed us being able to control some of our Social Security, he was only talking about 10% of what was being contributed. So just hypothetically, if I'm putting in 6.5% and my employer is 6.5%, let's just say $100 is going into Social Security each week for me.
Okay.
Of that $100, I would have only been able to control 10% of it, which would be
$10. I got you.
And I could only use proven safe investments like U.S. Treasuries.
Okay, I'm still following you, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, and then in regards to not being smart enough, you know that the Chilean people have a private Social Security system that they did back in the 70s and early 80s. Are you aware of that?
No, Michael, I'm not. No, I'm just not aware of that. Here, I am going to stand by my statement that I don't believe that most people have the intelligence. And I understand what you're saying. But
well, that's a pretty rude indictment of the American people.
You're right, Tony. It is. I said up front it was going to offend a lot of people, Tony. Michael. I'm just being honest.
Let me ask you this, though. Tony, don't get so emotional. Don't get so
worked up. Michael, relax. Just say what you want to say. You don't need to lecture me. Here we go again. Every time I let you on the show, you start lecturing me. Just say what you want to say, Michael, okay?
Hey, Tony, what I was saying, would like to say to you is, you seem to want to trust government, which has mishandled Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, with all these other new programs, which they have no track record of ever being fiscally responsible.
Well, you know what? And again, we're just going to fundamentally disagree. We're going to fundamentally disagree, and that's the bottom line. Medicare is the most successful government program ever created. It to this day, it is. Is it underfunded? Absolutely, it's underfunded. Why is it underfunded? That's a different conversation. I just have other calls to get to. I'll be happy to come back to that topic. But, Michael, please don't lecture me. I wasn't getting upset with you. I just need you to get to your point. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Joe in Detroit. Joe, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Hey, I was calling about caller Tony, and he's missing the bigger picture that, you know, this isn't politicians. That's what they tell you, is they want to give you your money to invest it. But really, it's coming from Wall Street. You know, they want to get their hands on that $2.6 trillion so they can skim off the top. And the politicians are doing their bidding for them, talking the talk, telling the story for them.
Well, you know, Joe, I just don't trust the system that way. Listen, if they would just leave our Social Security money, you know, remember it used to be in what was called a lockbox? Do you remember hearing that phrase, lockbox? Dude, that box was never locked, all right? They have stolen from both parties have stolen from Social Security for many decades now. They need to leave it alone, all right? They need to take people out of the system that don't need Social Security. You know, and there are millions of people that don't need Social Security income. They get it anyway. They don't need it. There are certainly changes. Joe, there are changes that we can make. But by giving people, you know, by taking the money out of their paycheck and giving it to them, you're right. There are Wall Street fat cats will benefit from that because they get their commissions. And you're right. That's the way it works. Absolutely, Joe.
Right. They want us to just hand over that $2.6 trillion to Wall Street. And I tell you, I'll trust the United States government way better than I will trust Wall Street.
Joe, you said that better than I ever could have. Thank you for your call. Again, 888-552-3595.
I find it hard to believe that Joe forgot that he didn't remember the words lockbox. Remember the Saturday Night Live skit where they made fun of Al Gore? Like, they said lockbox like 30 times in a two-minute speech.
Now, that used to be a huge buzz phrase in politics. You know, Social Security was the lockbox, you know, the third rail. You know, you don't step on the third rail of politics, and then, you know, you're not even hearing that dialogue anymore. And sure enough, you know, the president is the one that stepped on the third rail. The president's the one that's talking about breaking open the lockbox, which is what has so many progressives, Jeff, so upset.
Now it's shared sacrifice and job creators.
Absolutely, job creators. That one still grates at me. But the bottom line here, and again, if I felt confident, I've admitted, I don't know how many times I'm going to have to say it, so I'll admit it one more time. I absolutely will be, you know, right in front of you. I don't understand the way the stock market works. I don't have a 401k. I'm a schlocky self-employed guy for the majority of my life that is going to have a tough time in retirement. All right? I'll be the first one to admit that. I work hard. I try to save.
But how many people, you know, he talked about the three legs of retirement, Social Security, our own personal savings, and our pensions. Well, pensions are now, for most part, tied to the stock market. We saw what happened over the last couple of days. People panic. They lose that part of that third leg. Our homes used to be a safety net for us. That has gone away. And that was a big part of this for people. You have forgotten that people would retire. They would sell that large home. They would take that income from that home. They would buy a smaller home and live partially off the proceeds of that house. That opportunity has disappeared. And I don't know when that opportunity comes back. The retirement that my generation faces is not the same retirement of even a decade ago. Do you folks get that? And I don't see it turning around anytime soon. And I don't think you do either. My wife and I were just having this conversation. We're pretty much resigned to the fact that we're going to have to live in the house we're in and for the rest of our lives. And once it's paid off, then we can consider selling it. All right. But for the most part, we're kind of stuck where we're at. Your savings, especially if you were vested in the markets the last 10 years, a lot of people lost a lot of money in the stock market. A lot of people had vested in their companies and the companies they worked for. Auto workers, what happened to the value of their stocks? You know, after the bankruptcy, what happened to their stocks? Poof, gone. So now they're really rebuilding, and I don't even want to call it the wealth. They're rebuilding that opportunity to have some kind of safety net. But this takes time. You know, and we're starting over in so many ways. And again, the real estate part of this is the most complicated part of it because, you know, although there are some, and if you've got money and you've been investing in real estate, you know, God bless you. This was the time to benefit from that. But the majority, that's not the majority of people. And I think that Joe's right. Joe's 100% right. If we're going to trust somebody, we're going to trust our government over the Wall Street fat cats. Of course we are. We have to. We don't have a choice. Mike and Scott and John and Amir, all stay where you're at. We will get to you on the other side of this break, but we got to get to the break. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for being with us on First Shift this morning. This is 1310 WDTW. We will be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. So I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Democrats are talking about job creation. Republicans are talking about how to protect the wealthiest Americans. How are we going to begin to bridge that gap?
That's what Democrats are for. President Obama from day one has been focused on getting our economy turned around. We've gone from bleeding 750,000 plus jobs a month to now every month for the last 15 months. We've had job growth in the private sector.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trubiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trubiano page today.
Tweet. Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310. WDTW.
All right, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We have full phone lines, so let me get right to the phones. Again, if you'd like to join us, and I got to try to get some commentary in before the end of the hour. 888-552-3595. Email Tony at thetonyshow.org. Let us go to Mike and Clausen. Mike, I know you've been on hold a long time. What's on your mind this morning, Mike?
Good morning, Tony. I thought I was going to be content with my fire in the belly email to you, but this Social Security talk has kind of got my dander up, and I thought I'd put my 2 cents in. Go, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I do receive Social Security, and I also have a pension. And that's what bothers me the most is the fact that there have been so much movement over the last couple decades to eliminate solid pensions for us retirees and put it on a gambling, what they call the stock market.
Right, the 401k. The 401k is what they're trying to push people into now. The state's trying to go to that system as well, Mike.
Yeah, I know. And it's just a big turkey shoot. I don't want to gamble with it. After I've spent all these years, anybody else that's spent 30, 40, 50 years working away, they want a pension that's protected, and this, as far as I'm concerned, is just a big boondoggle to the hedge fund managers and Wall Street, and we need to return to solid pensions so people know that they've got something to look forward to that isn't going to be wiped out by some stock market crash.
Absolutely.
And I think these people that are like that one caller that started all this about investing. Well, you know what? If you're rich, you can afford to take and gamble. But when you're a working stiff like I was and so many others, you don't want to gamble with your pension. And everything you said I've been listening to is right on. And we can't, we're already losing so many of our supports that help senior citizens, will help everybody eventually down the road leading to retirement. And privatizing Social Security has got to be one of the dumbest things was ever perpetrated on us.
And that's why the outroar when it was announced. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. We just have to move on. Let's welcome Scott Knox for the First Shift. Scott, thanks for punching in this morning. Good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Thanks
good morning.
For taking my call.
My pleasure.
The one thing that really bothers me is, Wall Street is a for-profit organization, right? Or at least the brokerage is there.
Absolutely.
And once you start handing your money over to them, and have them quote unquote manage your money, every time they shift your investment from one vehicle to another, they're going to charge you. And that's the thing that with Social Security as it is now, it's a not-for-profit venture. So your money is basically sitting there waiting for you for me, it's probably not going to be 65 when I retire. I'm figuring I'm going to work until I die, but at least you don't have somebody that's sitting there looking at it going, how can we manage this money to skim more fees off the top?
Well, that is, Scott, again, that's the point that that somebody made earlier, and I'm glad that you're reinforcing that. And again, the question is, who do you want to trust with your money? The government, although we're not necessarily happy with the way they keep, dipping right into it. We know where it's at. We know where that money's at. We can track that money. Right. Or do you want to send it to Wall Street
And God only knows what happens to it then. Oops, oops, sorry, right. Folks. You know, we didn't foresee that coming.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right.
One thing, Michael, earlier, he talked about Chile and how they privatized their, quote-unquote, Social Security.
Yeah.
I think that failed miserably back in the mid-90s, and a lot of people lost their butts.
And again, you got to know, Scott, as soon as I'm done with the show, I'm going right to Google on that one because I didn't have the information. And Scott, I want to thank you for your call. We just got a lot of full phone lines and got to move on, but thank you so much. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome John in Richmond Township to First Shift. John, welcome aboard. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Good, John.
Everybody's forgetting that during the stock market thing here, they didn't make a deal until Alec met, the group Alec. Now,
who didn't make a deal? John, be more specific. Who didn't make a deal?
Well, they didn't drop our ratings.
Standard & Poor didn't drop it.
Alec met.
Okay.
Alec is the corporations and all the Republican Party.
Right, yeah. Go ahead.
When they met, they waited until they got all their ducks in a row for the weekend. And they got all their stuff together so all the rich people could take all their freaking money out of the stock market. And they collapsed it. This was all done by Alec. That's their game plan.
Well, you know, John, and I appreciate your call. Again, we're full line, so we got to move on. But, you know, the timing on Friday is quite suspicious because it happened after the markets closed. That's what's interesting. Well, when we have more time later on, we'll come back to that. Let's welcome Amir in Detroit to the show. Amir, thanks for punching in again. What's on your mind, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
You're very right. Most, I'll say 98% of Americans would never be able to invest in the stock market. You want to know one reason why? Because the stock market deals in calculus. And I've taken calculus, and I can't invest in the stock market like I want to.
Okay, fair enough.
So to Mike, trust me, sir, most Americans, just ask your neighbors, do you understand calculus? If they say no, then guess what? And aren't we lacking in mathematics and science anyway?
Amir, I said I know I'm going to upset some people, but I just don't think we're smart enough to do it. And I'm not going to just trust them when they say, you know, we're only going to let you invest in the stuff we tell you is safe. Why would I trust that? Why would I trust that, Amir?
We are not smart enough as a country, as individuals within this country. That's why we have Social Security. So as the country, which is we the people, which is the government, I trust more than a couple of the CEO hedge fund managers running up there making $1 billion a year.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike. I know. Thanks, Amir. I appreciate it. Let's try to get one more call in before we got to get out of here this hour. I want to welcome Dave in Detroit to First Shift. Dave, thanks for punching in. Give it to me, babe. What's on your mind?
Yeah. How you doing, Tony?
Good, thank you.
Listen, I don't know why you're down on all the rich people or alleged rich people that you don't want them to collect Social Security.
I didn't say I didn't want them to. They should have the option to opt out.
Well, then, if that's the case, and I think you're just changing your mind here. I heard what you said. Can I just finish?
Yes, Dave.
And if you don't want them to have Social Security, then don't take it out of their paycheck.
All right, Dave, I appreciate your comments. We're just out of time this hour. All right, whatever. Listen, I think everybody should be able to opt out of Social Security if they want to, but you got to pay into it. It's the way the game's played. And if I'm making $800,000, $900,000 a year, do I really need that Social Security check? Give me the option to opt out. And I'm going to bet you the majority of people will, unless, of course, they're in the Tea Party. Of course, they're going to take the money, although they shouldn't, because philosophically it would be against what they believe in, but they'd take it anyway, because damn it, they paid into it. Why should we be charitable? All right, big for the top of the hour. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Chris Mihalakis on the other side. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Team 10.
1410 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 75 southbound between Rochester Road down to I-94. You're going to find some delays in multiple spots there. Also, 275 north and southbound at 8 Mile. We have accidents there on each shoulder. So expect some delays in both the southbound and northbound directions approaching that. 96 to Jeffries, eastbound at the Davison. Yes, the left lane is blocked because of an accident. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service, the showers are ending throughout much of the area, but still a chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm a little bit later on today will exist, a high near 85. Tonight, again, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight. Mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high right around 76 and some breezy winds out of the northwest. Currently, it's still a little bit foggy at Detroit City Airport and 66 degrees.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, shell-shocked investors are hoping to get a little money back today. The sell-off in the U.S. Monday is spreading around the world today. CNN's Nina Dos Santos in London tells us European markets are pessimistic and very volatile.
It's been a really choppy morning. Some of these stock markets, after opening in the negative, pushed higher to the tune of about 1.24%, but then they quickly shed those gains. Within just about 10 minutes, I saw the chart shift into the red, and all of those arrows go sharply low.
Dow futures suggest there might be a positive start after the opening bell on Wall Street. The violence in Britain is getting worse. Prime Minister David Cameron is promising his citizens they will get the mayhem under control.
People should be in no doubt that we are on the side of the law-abiding people who are appalled by what has happened in their own communities.
16,000 police officers will be on the streets of London tonight. Mobs of young people are blamed for violence on the streets of Philadelphia. Mayor Michael Nutter put a strict curfew in place, and resident Simon Carr says he's glad to hear it.
He has to be stern at this point because innocent people are getting hurt.
People in some parts of the city are being terrorized by so-called flash mobs. There's no major relief coming soon from the U.S. heat wave. CNN meteorologist Rob Marciano says almost everyone in the country is affected.
This is the largest footprint that we've ever seen encompassing a huge percentage of this lower 48 since we've been keeping the drought monitor. So that gives you an idea of just how much this heat has really affected the drought situation.
Diana Nyad had to give up her attempt to swim over 100 miles from Cuba to Florida. She was throwing up when she got out of the water early this morning, about halfway into her journey. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
Another hour, another look for stock futures. We have been a lot higher, a lot lower, both at the same time, and neither this morning. But right now, we're holding higher again. S&P futures gaining 12. NASDAQ futures up 27. Dow futures up 92. Way too little to put more than a dent into yesterday's 6-7% Wall Street losses. But a course reversal today could go a long way to helping calm down a nervous market. A potential market mover and shaker comes later today. The Fed releases its economic policy statement. Investors wonder if Ben Bernanke will lay the groundwork for soon coming policy intervention. Here's an example of how market forces can influence what you eat without you knowing it. Corn prices have spiked dramatically of late, so much so that the Wall Street Journal reports food producers, including Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride, are beginning to mix less expensive wheat in with their corn-based chicken and cattle feed. Wheat is even finding its way into ethanol fuel. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. You know, Radford, I love that open, which just reminds me, where are the other ones? Jeffrey, where
are they? Never satisfied, huh?
No, I'm. You know that.
I got a lot of production done this weekend, but not opens.
Okay, but we're going to work on that, right?
I'm working on everything all the time.
You know how much I love your production work because you do a beautiful job. Thank you. That is a great open, and I just absolutely dig it, and that's why I want more of it. That's all. Pretty simple. I appreciate that. Folks, I want to thank everybody for the last hour. Great radio. Lots of you, of course, came to my defense via email, including my guests in this hour, providing me information. About six of you sent me the same New York Times piece. And I'll wait for Chris to ring on that before we move forward. Love it when radio works the way it's supposed to, as it did in the last hour. I will get to some of the email after we're done talking with my next guest, which reminds me, Jeff, let's just go there.
Joining Tony in studio, as he always does at this time, the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan, Chris Mihalakis.
And he is with us, but not in studio today, as Chris is at the National Conference of State Legislatures. But he does join us, and we're happy to have him on the phone if we can't have him in person. Christos, as always, a pleasure, and my condolences on the son of Anthony Quinn passing this weekend.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. I just don't remember his name, but I did see the quote on the bottom of the screen that said Anthony Quinn's son passed.
Wow. you know, the island I'm from in Greece actually has a beach called Anthony Quinn Bay because Anthony Quinn loved our island so much he moved there and kind of took it up as his second home. So
very good. You know, at some point I'm gonna vacation with you and we're gonna go to your homeland and eat amazing food and look at beautiful and look at beautiful women and have a great time.
That sounds like a plan to me, Tony.
Absolutely. Before we move on to our agenda today, and we do have one, you obviously were listening, I'm going to assume, on iHeart, because you are out of town right now. And, of course, the Chilean Retirees Fund wasn't what it was billed and certainly wasn't what our caller would believe us to be would be the answer, was it?
Right. I mean, you know, the workers in Chile were shortchanged and sold a false set of goods. And, you know, my thoughts on that, when you move from a secure pension system or a social security type system to a 401k type of retirement program, what you're essentially saying, you know, there's a lot of advocates, a lot of free market advocates and libertarians and such who will say that individual accounts give you quote unquote more freedom. But what I find troubling is that this freedom, you don't have the freedom to retire when you want or when you think is appropriate. Your retirement date is set on the health of the market. And I think that's unfair. I mean, I think everyone deserves to retire with dignity, and enjoy, the best years of their life, and be happy and peaceful. And when you have to rely on the health of the stock market to make that very important decision, I don't think that's freedom at all. I think it's kind of quite the opposite, quite frankly.
Another reason why we need collective bargaining.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's interesting, the caller, Mike, pointed out, and I liked it, we need to be able to protect our pensions. The stock market contribution is not a protection. It's a risk. It is a risk. I mean, at any level,
right.
It's a risk.
Right.
Even if you're putting it into quote-unquote safe investments, there's still a risk involved. And so I'm going to refuse to believe anything but that. But, Chris, tell us a little bit about where you're sitting right now and why you're there.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a hotel room in San Antonio, wrapping up a trip out here. Today, or this whole week, we have the National Conference of State Legislators conference going on. It's a nonpartisan C3 that is just a big collection of state legislators, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, nonpartisan electeds, and there's state reps from all, and state senators and assemblymen from all over the country here. In fact, all over the world. I met in the elevator yesterday a representative from the Assembly of Lagos in Nigeria. It was pretty crazy that so many folks come here. But it truly is a nonpartisan event. And what's interesting is there's little caucuses, separate organizations within the NCSL. And the Labor Caucus yesterday held a couple of events that I was fortunate enough to participate in. And I actually got to meet Senator Spencer Coggs, who is one of the bold and brave Wisconsin 14, one of the state senators who left the state when Scott Walker was pushing that radical agenda last winter. And he came and spoke, and I actually got to sit down and talk to him a little bit, and just a really amazing, dynamic guy, former chief steward of his AFSCME union local, and now he's a state senator, and just gave a great speech talking about how they were successful in pushing back Walker's agenda, and also giving us a little taste of what's to come, because, you know, Snyder and Walker seem to both be influenced by the same bad characters. And another thing I want to point out too, Tony, is it's no coincidence that ALEC happens right before the NCSL conference. And so, you know, a lot of legislators will go to ALEC and then will, you know, hang out there for a week, spend a weekend either out there or wherever the NCSL conference is, and then come here for the NCSL conference and participate in that too. And what I found out this week from some of our friends in the Labor Caucus within the NCSL was a lot of the ALEC participants are trying to take over the NCSL and trying to make the NCSL an extension of ALEC. The ALEC folk are trying to change that. And it's frightening to see what sorts of things they want to encourage this nonpartisan body to do. You know, we've been talking about retirement and Wall Street for the last hour, and the number one thing on the ALEC folks' agenda at this conference is to try to pass a resolution that would repeal, or to tell Congress that they want to repeal the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. And, you know, that was the act that was passed after the latest crisis on Wall Street to stop Wall Street from getting too power, you know, from abusing their power again. And, you know, it addressed gaps in financial regulation that caused the 2008 crisis. That crisis costed this country 8 million jobs and left 13 million families facing foreclosure, destroying $10 trillion in household wealth. And, you know, the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act was passed to prevent a lot of that from happening again. And here come the ALEC folk trying to manipulate the NCSL conference to oppose acts to try to repeal this act. And their argument is bogus. It claims that it hurts, you know, small businesses and independent banks in on the state level. But, I mean, we all know that's not the real motivation behind this. What it really does is it hurts Wall Street from taking advantage of working families and from letting us work and retire and save money and own a home with dignity.
Well, you know, it seems to me when we take a look at ALEC, and of course we've done some considerable work on that on this show, and we're going to continue to broaden our scope. You know, the one thing that it's kind of, I find kind of curious, although we've seen the progressive media and MSNBC focus on ALEC, the mainstream media has stayed away. The speculation there, Chris, is that because a lot of the funders of ALEC are the Koch brothers and others who are advertisers on the, you know, on the main television networks, and therefore it would be against their own interest, financial interest mostly, to bring to light their work. Do you think that there could be some truth to that?
Hey, yeah, without a doubt. I think, you know, that's a problem you have a lot of times with the mainstream media is that they never want to upset their advertisers and their corporate underwriters. And, you know, how are you supposed to get some fairness and some parity on the reporting? I mean, you know, what ALEC does, and first of all, Tony, I want to give you credit because I never heard of ALEC until I heard about it on your show. And it seems like once, you guys started talking about it on here, a lot of other folks started picking it up, especially in Michigan. And, you know, what's frustrating to me is, When the freshman legislators, we have this huge class, the biggest class of freshmen in years in the Capitol, and they started pushing these radical bills. I kept thinking to myself, there's no way, you know, someone can go from, you know, waiting tables to serving in the legislature, or, you know, not being involved, actively involved in politics to becoming a state rep in a matter of months and then suddenly decide that we need this very complicated emergency financial manager, system. Who really wrote this bill?
Absolutely. Now, hold that thought, Chris. We got to get to the break, but we will definitely come back to that. Chris Mihalakis, my guest, of course, the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
They want to see two girls come together and have a mud wrestling fight. And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Things are looking a little bit slow out there on the freeways, but some good news. Northbound 75 at Grand River, that accident has cleared. It's just some lingering delays in the area. 75 southbound between Big Beaver Road down to I-94. Expect some delays in any and if not all of that stretch. So keep an eye out there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service. Today, some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, a high near 85. Mostly cloudy tonight. A 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight, a low around 65. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit breezy, mostly sunny, though, a high in the mid-70s. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Trupiano coming up just after this.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
It's time to cruise on into MGM Grand Detroit for your chance to win $20,000 cash during their Cruisin' Cash giveaway. M Life Players Club members play your favorite slots August 1st through the 16th, and for every 100 points earned, receive one entry. Swipe your M Life Players Club card to activate your entries at any promotional kiosk on August 18th. You could instantly win a $25 gas gift card with the activation bonus while you await the announcement of the Cruisin' Cash winners. See M Life Players Club for details.
MGM Grand Detroit.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Maya and her friends want you to know that whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, it's fun to get up and play an hour each day. Take the Maya Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.com. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Chris Mialakis, again, my guest. He joins us from San Antonio, where he is at the National Conference of State Legislators. He is obviously not in studio this week, and actually he's not going to be in studio with us again next week, but we will get him back live in studio before too much longer. And, Chris, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule this morning to make your regular slot. Although I got to tell you, Ryan Bates was a good find, and I want to thank you for putting him in our lap last week.
Of course, Ryan is he's a good friend and an amazing organizer, and I've been working close with him on the immigration reform issue. And it was funny, Tony. That's what I wanted to talk about, and I figure he can talk about that issue a lot better than I can.
Yeah, so he was great. Not that you couldn't have done it, but he was great, and I'm glad that we made that connection. That's for sure. You know, Chris, as we were going to break, you brought up an important point. We've got all these freshman lawmakers all around the country, Republicans. We saw the big, sweeping in 2010. All of a sudden, these folks are brilliant. Without any political experience, they're putting out legislation like they were born to do it. And where's this all coming from?
Well, as you pointed out on the show many times, Alec is behind a lot of these really bad bills. And in fact, Well, we talked about this weekend in our conference, a lot of the legislative and political directors of the EOCW met before National Labor Caucus of the NCSL. One thing we talked about is in some states, they don't even bother to take the ALEC letterhead off the bill when they submit it. You can look on the public record in a couple different states and see ALEC's proposed language. And, you know, I was joking. I said, you know, if I were a Democratic in the Democratic leadership in the House and Senate, I would just, you know, come down here just to say I demand, you know, I want to talk with my opposition leadership, you know, because this is where all the bills are coming from, not from Lansing. And you know, ALEC is so out of touch with the typical worker. This thing that they're pushing the NCSL to do, to repeal the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act, 80% of voters, including 70% of Republicans, want stronger enforcement for Wall Street financial institutions. You know, and so this notion that we need less regulation and less government interference on Wall Street is a very radical view that not many people in the general public, I mean, 70% of Republicans, it's hard to get the 70% of Republicans or 80% of voters to agree on anything. And this organization is so out of touch. And legislators, especially a lot of these freshman Republicans in Michigan, you know, they fall for what this organization is doing, hook, line, and sinker. And they just think that there's not going to be any consequences to pushing such radical right-wing ideas. Let me give you another example, Tony. Another thing that ALEC is trying to push the NCSL to do is to change our NCSL's policy on mine safety. Right now, the NCSL's mine safety policy says that, you know, if individual states want to have safety efforts or laws regarding mine safety that are stronger than federal laws, they have every right to do that. And now the right is saying, oh, no, you can't have stronger laws than the federal government. And so ALEC is pushing states like West Virginia and Pennsylvania, you know, where we've had accidents recently, to have weaker or to weaken their own standards. And these are standards that politicians and lawmakers and voters have decided in their own respective states need to be higher than the national standard. And, you know, it's ironic to me that Republicans are claimed to be for smaller government and for states' rights, but when states want to use those rights to do things like strengthen their workplace safety laws, all of a sudden they're not for that anymore. And we see the same thing happening in Michigan too. The Republicans want to completely get rid of MIOSHA because MIOSHA, in some cases, has higher workplace occupational health and safety standards that are higher than the national standard, and Republican, and these are standards that the voters of Michigan think are relevant and voted on. They're elected elected officials to vote on, and you know, now you have these right wing groups that want to get rid of state level standards, and it's just ridiculous to me that they want to weaken our infrastructure or our laws like this, and they want to use nonpartisan organizations like the NCSL to be their mouthpiece.
Now I guess, you know, an obvious question to me, Chris. Do they seem to have any influence with the NCSL, or are they being, you know, met with suspicion? And I'm obviously hoping the latter is true.
It is true, and I'm actually looking at two different flyers that the National Labor or that the Labor Caucus of the NCSL are printed up for distribution. And you know, I don't know what the voting policy is to, you know, I don't know what the rules are to vote on this, but the Labor Caucus has definitely been very critical of ALEC's attempts to undermine the NCSL and has been very vocal on this. So I think you're going to, you know, there's going to be some opposition.
All right, Chris,
so hopefully.
We need to take a quick call because we're just about running out of time here. Sure. So let us go to the phones and welcome Lee in Farmington to the show. Lee,
good
go
morning,
ahead.
Gentlemen.
You're on the air. Hi, Lee. Lee, you're on the air. All right. I don't think Lee can hear us. Lee, are you there? All right. Anyway, Chris, you know, well, I'm glad to hear because, as I you may or may not be aware, I know you've been very busy at the ELLA convention in New Orleans last week. You know, they were banning journalists from going anywhere near them. They were banning Democrats that are members, Democratic legislators that are members of ELLIC. They would not let them into some of the parties that were going on.
Wow.
Yeah, yet they claim to be this open, group and a welcoming group, but the last thing they are is open or welcoming.
And, you know, that's frustrating because they have a tight grip on so many Republican caucuses across the country. And, you know, it's frightening to me that Republican legislative staff is not writing these laws. It's all of this research and a lot of the authorship of these bills are coming from out of state. And, you know, and they're coming from ALEC, and if they're not transparent enough, you know, they're supposed to be a nonprofit. They have nonprofit status. And I hope that there's organizations out there that are going to investigate the validity of that because, you know, nonprofit organizations are supposed to be non-political. And it seems like they're not only ALEC is not only a political organization, but just a very radical political organization with a very radical agenda. And it's hurting the prosperity of working families in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Chris, we are just out of time for today. Have a safe journey. Hopefully we'll see you soon, but we'll talk to you next week before you head off to Flint. Have a safe journey.
Great. I appreciate it, Tony. Thank you.
As always, Chris Mihalakis, again, the Legislative and Political Director of the United Food and Commercial Workers. Folks, we're open lines for the balance of the show, so if you want to give us a call, bring us up now, 888-552-3595. Got a lot of email to get to, and hopefully your calls, some issues. Where is Governor Snyder on the popularity scale? Well, that number may surprise you. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We are accident-free at this point, but we still have some slowdowns on 75 southbound between 12 Mile all the way down to around 8 miles. After that, we are looking pretty good out there on the freeway.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some showers and thunderstorms a little bit later on. Most of the showers have moved out of the area so far. Partly sunny, a high near 85 tonight. Mostly cloudy, again, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight. A low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, but a high only in the mid-70s. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 66 at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Tea Party Republicans got more of what they apparently wanted Monday as the Dow plunged more than 600 points in the wake of Standard & Poor's downgrading of the U.S. government's credit rating. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says Tea Party Republicans have repeatedly been a united front against working people, doing all the harm they can. Intent on destroying President Obama, even if it means also destroying the economy again, the Tea Party rigidity on new revenues and its brinkmanship on the debt ceiling debate have led us to the worst stock market since the Great Recession. Verizon workers hold the line on strike as the company pushes for more concessions and more outsourcing of jobs. Jesse Russell reports.
The strike against Verizon by employees represented by the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers continues this morning. The unions say the company is looking for more than 100 concessions, including higher contributions to health care, no pensions for new employees, and the outsourcing of some jobs to foreign countries. During a rally in advance of the strike, Local 1122 President James Wagner questioned Verizon's commitment to the United States.
What they've done, brothers and sisters, is taken our jobs, your jobs, and sent them overseas to the Philippines and Mexico and India. Well, that's not what a patriotic company. That's not what a company that cares about the United States should be doing.
More than 40,000 workers for Verizon are walking the picket lines. The company says they need to reduce the wireline division of the company, but the workers argue that it isn't shrinking at the rate the company alleges.
Wisconsin voters in six state Senate districts will decide today which side they're on. With working families and their unions in defense of collective bargaining rights and budgets in the public interest, or with Scott Walker, six GOP senators, and their attack on the human rights of working families. As much as $31 million or more is being spent on these historic recall elections, including untold millions of anonymous corporate money flooding the TV and radio airwaves in these six state Senate districts. We are Wisconsin's Kelly Steele.
Our operation matches that in terms of communicating message, but what we have is people who are in these districts with boots on the ground, you know, who are very committed to taking these districts back for themselves. This is their government, their senator, is who enabled Scott Walker to do these attacks and make these attacks on working families, and they're ready. They're ready to put the brakes on it. They're tired of the attacks on working families, and this is an affront to the values of people all across Wisconsin.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. We are going to be open lines. Also want to get to some other information. I've got a lot of stories in front of me that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet this morning, including the new approval rating of Governor Snyder, which I think is going to surprise you, a union which may not become a union. It's a fight that is not done being fought, but was blown given a divisive blow yesterday, and just a lot of other stuff that I want to get to. But before we do that, we got to take care of our phone traffic, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Roger in Garden City to First Shift. Roger, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's been nice to hear you. You're such a great person for middle-class America, and we're proud of what you do educating the people, especially about ALEC and the Republicans. I just think you're great. Keep on doing what you're doing. This organization called ALEC started in the 70s. It was to undermine the unions and the middle class, and things have been just going slowly, and nobody's noticed. But people are starting to wake up thanks to you and programs like yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Roger. I appreciate that a great deal. Thank you for your thoughts this morning. You know, ALEC, just very quickly, for those of you that don't have a little history, they actually almost didn't survive a bankruptcy scare. The American Legislative Exchange Council almost did not survive a bankruptcy scare not too many years back, but it was because of those that that are responsible for the, like the Koch brothers and the Walmart and other corporations decided to fund it to its fullest extent. So they now, of course, are stronger than they've ever been. Just so you know, to be a member of ALEC, if you're a lawmaker, it's $100 a year. To be a member of ALEC, if you are a corporation, it's $100,000 a year, and that's the minimum to get in. We do have Lee back on the line, so let us now go to Lee. Lee, sorry about that earlier, but we just couldn't find you, Lee.
I know. Good morning, Tony. My phone has a bad dropping problem.
Well, we got you now. That's what matters.
Okay. I just want, the next time you get an opportunity, when we have someone who really has in-depth knowledge of ALEC, there's one thing I'm starting to kind of smell a little bit of a rat on. So, everywhere, you know, when I go to meetings, I have people go, have you heard about ALEC? Have you heard about ALEC? As if it's a new thing. But this is an organization that's been in place since what, Tony, mid to late 70s?
Right, yeah.
So now everybody knows about, how is it that this organization wielding this much power and influence is just now becoming an organization that we're talking about?
Because
what's the agenda behind us now, just now finding out about ALEC?
Well, as I was just explaining, Lee, and you were probably calling to get on the show, they actually had fallen out of favor. They weren't funded. They were about to file bankruptcy when the Koch brothers and those at Walmart and other corporations decided that they were unhappy with the way the country was going. So they decided to fully fund Alec and get it back up and running. And so they did. And now, you know, smart people, people much smarter than me, got their attention. And so that's why we're now talking about it. I'm still, you know, a little bit flummoxed as to why the mainstream media isn't talking about them, isn't writing about them. You know, I can guess it's because it's these folks advertise, and so they don't want that money to dry up.
Wow, wow. Thank you, Tony. There's no one smarter than you, by the way.
Yeah, there are plenty of people smarter than me, but I appreciate that, Lee, a great deal. A quick update, folks. Yesterday we talked about what was happening in Wyandotte, and I do have an update on that. There was a compromise amongst the city council yesterday, and what they decided to do was to lower the millage from 3 mills to 1.75 mills, and it was unanimously passed. It will go before the voters in November, and democracy worked, and Pam wanted to thank everybody that came out. She said the meeting was well attended, and something good came of that. And we don't get a whole lot of good news these days, so I'm happy to have that get that information to you. So Pam, thank you so much for the update. I was very curious what happened to Wyandotte last night. Again, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org. The latest poll on the Governor Snyder. Voters, according to the Detroit News, voters' moods are more sour on Michigan than they were earlier this year, according to a Michigan State University poll released last Friday. Governor Rick Snyder's positive job approval rating fell to 32% in a May to July poll, compared with 45% during the first 3 months of his term. 69% gave the Republican governor a negative job rating in the survey of 947 residents taken from May 13th to July 7th. The percentages come to more than 100% because of the rounding error. Fewer residents say they felt optimistic about the future, while 60% in the previous poll said they thought they'd be better off a year from now. Only 47% felt that way in the latest Institute for Public Policy and Social Research survey. Michigan's economic situation truly is much better than it was 2 years ago, said Michigan State economics professor Charles Ballard, who conducted the poll, but there's this underlying jitteriness that I perceive is showing up. 66% who characterized themselves as a Republican gave Snyder a rating of excellent or good, compared with 27% of independents and 15% of Democrats. 41% who characterized themselves as other gave him a positive rating. Snyder said Thursday that, quote, change is difficult for people, but overall the average Michigander is supporting what we're doing. I don't know, Governor, if those numbers support that. They may not like everything he said, but overall they appreciated what's going on. We're going to keep moving forward. How do you get that out of those poll numbers, Governor? The governor's predecessor, of course, Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm, had a 58% approval rating early in her first term in 2003, but it fell to 18% before she departed in 2010. And no question, when you are stuck in an economy as Governor Granholm was, you're going to get socked. We're going to take a break here in about 3 minutes, and I want to play an ad the Democratic National Committee put together. For those of you that aren't aware, there's a straw poll this Saturday in Iowa. Doesn't mean anything, absolutely not, except to the candidates, and it means nothing to the people in Michigan. But they're doing a debate Thursday night, which, of course, should give us some interesting audio come Friday morning. But we're going to get to that commercial in just a bit. I do want to turn to this story because I am not totally out of touch. I'm a realist. But 30,000 Michigan students were kicked out of the food aid program, WIC, in the last 5 months. Now, here's the deal. It did get a little too easy for students to qualify for food stamps. There's no question that's true. But now if you are a student, you have basically been automatically kicked out of the program. I happen to know students that needed that program to survive, and they were kicked out of that program. Maura Kerrigan, who was a former Republican Supreme Court justice is now the head of the Department of Health and Human Services here in the state of Michigan. A little more cold-hearted, unless it's talking, we're talking about foster care. Anything outside of that, very Republican, very conservative, very cold-hearted, kicked a lot of young people out of this program. Now, again, I said it, so make sure you hear what I said. I do believe that some students were taking advantage of the food stamp program. Some, but not all, and not the majority. How they work themselves back in is nearly impossible. And so for some people, this means an end of their higher education, because that food stamp program at least allowed them to eat. Now, again, I know that some of you just don't get that if it's between tuition, room, board, and food, and if you don't have help somewhere along the way, if you're not getting enough financial aid, if you're not getting enough loans, if you're not getting enough grants or whatever it is that you're doing to sustain a lifestyle, then at some point you have to walk away from your education. And I feel that amongst those 30,000 college kids, some of them will be walking away from their education. There had to have been a better way to do this than just to say, if you are a college student and you receive food stamps, you will no longer get them. There had to be a better way to do it than that. But, you know, according to Maura Corrigan, we want to encourage people to be self-sufficient, not to be dependent on the government. Again, I understand that, and I want, and people want to be self-sufficient. You know, the majority of the people that receive aid, the majority of them, folks, really don't want the aid. Do you understand that? Because I think there's always been this myth that if you are on any kind of government aid, that it's cool, that you like it, that it makes it easier for you, that you don't have to work, you don't have to, you know, worry about stuff. Inherently, that's not true. I mean, that's really not. And so for them to take this opportunity away from young people, especially if it affects their ability to continue with their higher education, I find problematic. And I'm sorry to report that news. I really am sorry to report that. Let's see, one more before we, you know, this is a great one, before we go to break, because there's so much stuff here, I never have enough time to get to all the information I have. Representative Paul Scott from Grand Blanc is the only state lawmaker facing a potential recall in November, but he has gone the way of Jace Bulger and now is seeking court relief to stop the recall effort. When are the Republicans just going to get over it? Let the process play out, let people do what they got to do, and just move on. Instead of spending thousands of dollars involving the courts in a civil action that is unnecessary, we have a constitution. It gives us a right to recall you. Live with it. A quick break. We'll get it all cleaned up on the other side. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. We'll be right back.
With Tony Trubino.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Hey, Detroit! Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, yeah, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
All right, let's welcome Brian to First Shift.
I wanted to call in and talk about the comment somebody criticizing the station for being a tiny station.
Yeah, the Detroit Free Press today ran an article that they referred to it as a tiny radio station.
It proves that ignorance is indeed profound. Because of the internet and because of the smartphones, I'm listening to you from Fall River, Massachusetts, the home of freedom and independence and the progressive.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All righty, 10 minutes before the top of the hour, as we get ready to wrap things up on this Tuesday program. I think it's still a little soggy outside. I haven't been out there for a while. The DNC has put together an ad. Thursday night, there's a big debate amongst the Republican candidates for the president. Friday will be the Ames, Iowa straw poll, which will let us know where the candidates stand at this point. Well, this is what the Democrats think of all this.
Attention seniors and middle-class families. Like Washington Republicans and the Tea Party, Republican presidential candidates are planning to duck their responsibilities to the middle class, dodge their obligations to seniors, and dismantle critical education and job creation programs. Like Washington Republicans and the Tea Party, Republican presidential candidates are offering no new ideas.
I want to replace, not reform, EPA.
Tax cuts.
Corporate tax cuts.
We should repeal Obamacare.
Republican presidential candidates are providing no new leadership. They're just following the Tea Party and Republicans in Congress.
The Ryan budget plan.
Comb at the Mitness Protection Program.
Cut federal spending, cap federal spending, and have a balanced budget amendment.
That was Newt Gingrich last night here on Fox with Greta. Just hours after he called Congressman Paul Ryan to apologize and say he was sorry.
And just like Washington Republicans and the Tea Party, Republican presidential candidates want to end Medicare as we know it, slash funding for education and job creation, protect the wealthy, corporate CEOs, and big oil. The Republican field. Wrong for seniors. Wrong for the middle class. To the extreme.
And there you go. I mean, that's just exactly what they want. It is the same old, same old. Now, listen, we're going to be turning the volume way up on national politics as we get closer to the end of the year, and certainly as we get to the beginning of 2012. It's going to get crazy out there, and once we have two candidates, oh, listen, all bets are off. But they have to, at this point, start beating the living crap out of each other. The Democrats just want to make sure their message doesn't get lost. So I wanted to share with you that that little ad that they put together, which I thought was well done. Unfortunately, it's true. They honestly believe that doing things the same way, you know, it's that, again, I've said it how many times on this show, that old definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Well, these Republicans want to do the same thing and think that they're going to get a different result. We already know corporate tax breaks don't work. We already know trickle-down doesn't work. We already know all this stuff. I'm not going to rehash it all. We all know it doesn't work. Anyway, let me just try to clean up. There's one story I really want to get to. Before I do that, yesterday or over the weekend, former Governor Jennifer Granholm, a little advice for President Obama. She says one of her regrets while she was in office, she was too nice. And she said she hopes the president learns that lesson a whole lot quicker than she did. I have said on this show on this show many times, the governor was too nice, and she was. You know, sometimes you got to beat people with that olive branch. I'm just saying, especially in politics. President Barack Obama enjoys one of his better job approval ratings in Michigan with 48.9%. It is still below the 50% threshold that, you know, people would like. But still, in light of everything he's been through the last few weeks, 48.9% or 49% for all intents and purposes, not a bad deal. His approval rating was his 13th highest among the 50 states and his best ranking among any of the potential battleground states in the 2012 election, but it was also down 11.3% from a similar 50-state survey Gallup did in 2009. Of course, what a difference 2 years will make. Now, this next story just really grates at me, so in the time I have left, I really want to dedicate it to this. Folks, I want you to really pay attention to what I'm about to share with you, and if there is a way you can help, if you know somebody that knows something, you really need to be forthcoming. Livonia police are asking for the public's help in solving a case in which three men yelled racial slurs and threw a drink at a six-year-old African-American girl who went with her family to the movies. Police say city officials are asking for pledges so they can offer a substantial reward for information that could lead to the arrest and conviction of the suspects of the attack. And according to Livonia Mayor Jack Kirksey, he says this kind of behavior should not go unpunished. The incident happened August 2nd outside the AMC Theater in Livonia. According to the police, there was footage from surveillance cameras, but it was insufficient and did not turn up any shots of the red Ford F-150 truck in which the three men were riding. Again, according to the mayor, quote, "We have absolutely few or zero details on who did this. We are appealing to the public. Somebody must have seen it," he went on to say. Kirksey also said the goal is to raise enough money to supplement the typical $1,000 Crime Stopper offers for rewards. Anyone who wants to donate or who has tips is asked to call the Livonia Police Department at 734-466-2330. That's 734-466-2330. At a Livonia City Council meeting Monday night, $1,200 was pledged from the Mayor Kirksey and council members. He said some of the money is personal, while some council members might donate from their office holders' accounts. We cannot let this crime go unpunished. A six-year-old African-American girl is yelled at with racial epithets, and they throw a drink on her, and she's with her family at the time. How frightening. And what year are we in? You know, Livonia, unfortunately, has a reputation for being racist. In fact, you know, there used to be a survey that came out, and Livonia was always in the top 10 of one of the, you know, most racist cities in the country. None of us will ever forget the Walmart fight of a few years back when the citizens of Livonia didn't want a Walmart there because, and they were very, very public about this, they didn't want black people in their community. So this does not come as a surprise, but that doesn't mean it should go unreported and unpunished. And just because we're not surprised by this behavior, perhaps in a city where it has come to be expected, we should not expect this behavior in any city in this country, let alone in this state. And I feel so badly for this family that they've had to endure this pain. I will never know what it's like to be black. I will never know what it's like to be discriminated because of the color of my skin. But I don't need to experience it to know it's wrong. And certainly somebody saw this happen. So I am begging you folks, if you know anything about this, or you know anybody that knows something about this, call the Livonia Police Department and report it. 734-466-2330. Let's do the right thing here. All right, that'll do it for us today. We are just out of time. That story just really turns my stomach. It's very, very sad. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look at some FDA information. What's happening to your supplements? You may be surprised. Stephen Henderson from the Detroit Free Press will be with us as well, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. I'm Tony Truppiano for Jeff and Todd. I ask you all to have a good day and to always be well.
Team 10 WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Taking a final look at your traffic this morning. 94 westbound, that exit ramp to Cecil is currently closed. Also, 94 westbound at Connor, we have an accident there blocking the shoulder. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, the sun will come out. They promise some scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit later on today, though, on your 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight, a low around 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 76 degrees. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 66 at Detroit City Airport. Have a great day, everybody.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.